Welcome to the Living Oneness Gathering. I am your host, Sue Dumais. And today I'm honored to be here with you once again. And each week that we gather, each time we gather, we're amplifying the field and we're creating a new morphic field. And a morphic field is a field of consciousness. Most people are plugged into the morphic field of separation, lack, limitation, competition, judgment, projections, guilt, blame. There's a lot in that morphic field. And we are creating and amplifying a new morphic field. And that morphic field includes unity, compassion, empathy, love, connection, collaboration, all of the energies that allow us to honor our own unique experience here in this human life classroom, honor the divinity within us as a unique expression of the divine. And at the same time, we can honor and recognize that in each other. And when we do that, what we're really doing is seeing the truth beyond the illusion of our human filters. Seeing the essence, tapping into the essence, connecting with the essence of source in all of us, in all of creation. And you can have a oneness experience within yourself. You can have a oneness experience within nature, with a tree, with an animal, with a creature. And you can also have it with each other, with other human beings that are here having these experiences. The experience of oneness for all of us is something that is actually our true nature. Where we get caught up and stuck is at the level of the mind, because at the level of the mind, we believe and we're programmed to believe that we're separate, that we're these separate human beings walking around having these separate experiences, and that we're not somehow connected or somehow influencing or impacting each other, directly or indirectly. We think that from an interaction, we're interacting and we're impacting somebody. But without interaction, the work you do within yourself, the healing that you're doing, and you're healing right now just by showing up, just by saying yes, what you're doing is healing all your blocks in the mind, in your heart, in your body, in your energy field. You're removing and healing all the blocks and ways that you've forgotten the truth of who you are. And the more we connect to the truth of who we are, the more we remember the essence of who we are, the more we can embody that in our human life classroom. So we can embrace our humanness and embody our divinity. And when we embody our divinity, we become messengers, beacons of love, compassion, empathy, and we embody the energy and essence of unity. And in doing that, when we look upon something in the world, when we look upon creation, whether it's a tree or a bird or a person or something else, we can look upon it with deep love and connection. In every moment that you're looking upon something, you're either observing, which is natural, or judging, which is programmed. So in every moment, you're either observing or judging. And when we're in that deep observation, when our awareness is really heightened, when our minds are open and our hearts are open, we can actually really truly see each other and experience each other. And at the same time, connect to that central light or source, which is in all of us, in all of creation. So we're here today to amplify the field. Each time we gather, we're amplifying it even more. And as you're doing the work in between and you're healing and praying or connecting or whatever you do on your own, meditating, you are amplifying your own personal energy field. and your own personal source point, which is within you. And as you amplify that out, you are having an impact. You're having an impact on your own experience of life, but you're also having an impact on the lives of everyone around you and all of creation. As we shift into having access to the fourth and fifth dimension, and that's just a level of perspective and awareness, we're expanding our awareness to remember that that is part of us. So this is not, we're not going somewhere, we're not getting somewhere, we're remembering. This is a process of forgetting, letting go of all of forgetfulness and remembering, changing all the programming that's keeping us separate and convinced that we are not what we are. It was purposeful until now. Now is a time of remembrance. When we remember the essence of who we are and we embody that and we amplify that out in all directions, we are having a powerful impact on creation. And we become these tuning forks, rippling out into the world and creating a pulse, a tone, a frequency that can be felt in all corners of the globe and beyond. So I'm grateful that you're all here and that you felt the call to show up and that you feel the call of humanity. Humanity is calling for change. Humanity is calling for unity. And in the process of that calling becoming stronger and stronger, many are feeling the leftovers rising, being hit inside of them. So they're rising to the surface. They're being felt, experienced, to be healed, to be cleared, to be processed. That's good news. That's really good news. At the same time, it can be very challenging, especially for those who haven't necessarily been on a healing path or been on a path of personal development, spirituality, whatever that path is. So this is a space, a safe space for all of us to come and explore what we need individually, what we need to know, what we need to understand, what we need to heal, what we need to shine light on for ourselves to receive healing within, to become and be the light within and around us. We can become these beacons, these messengers. And some of you already are doing that. And this is just going to allow you to amplify and be that more. And all, in all circumstances, whether you're getting gas at the gas station or you're at the grocery store paying for groceries, or you're going for a walk in nature, or you're teaching, or you're in your work in the world, whatever it is, in every moment, it's not just when you're doing your spiritual practice. I'm talking about every moment. I teach heart-led living. It's heart-led living. It's not just one area, it's all of your life experience. Every moment of every day, whether I'm having a shower or brushing my teeth, every moment of every day, I'm practicing and being aware, allowing that awareness and consciousness to expand even more, even more, even more, even more, for that remembrance to expand even more, even more, even more. Well, as we gather today, I'm going to allow the message to come through that everyone needs. And you may need aspects of this message, you may need the whole message. So your intention is to open up and receive what you need in this moment and be open to what you need to receive later. Some of it will be a seed planted, and some of it will hit really hard and resonate really deep, and others will feel like water off a duck's back. We don't need it. Take what you need, bring it into your heart, integrate it, assimilate it, bring it into your life. Whatever doesn't resonate, don't judge it. It may resonate later. It may never resonate, but it may resonate for someone else. The mind will judge what it doesn't understand or judge what doesn't feel like it's for you. So don't judge, just remain open, observe, and allow. I'm going to invite you to take a deep, couple deep breaths, and if you rest your eyes closed, if you haven't already, we can bring our awareness into the space in the heart. And if your mind catches you and hooks you and tries to draw you out with distractions, just let your awareness land back into your heart space. And today it's going to be a meditative blessing, lesson, a lesson and a blessing. But the meditative lesson, the first part of it before the blessing, is an opportunity for you to feel and sense the words, the message, but also the energy and the frequency behind the scenes, behind the words, behind the message. Because I've already created a field of consciousness for all of us to step into, a morphic field that allows us all to step in to receive what we're meant to receive in the way we're meant to receive it in our time together. Whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the replay through the podcast or watching on YouTube through the video, remembering that this is evergreen and that the message you receive in the moment is exactly when it's purposeful for you to receive it. So it's live for you. Take some deep breaths. Feel for any areas of resistance, remaining curious without judgment. Notice areas of resistance within and around your body, within and around your mind. And some resistance or some tension is just going to hold out of habit. So that resistance that you shine a light on that doesn't really have anything to teach you is just being held out of habit. Just let it dissolve and fold it in like a recipe. Just stir it into your heart space. Let it be processed. Let it be honored. Let it be witnessed. Let that energy have its expression so that it can be transmuted and used in a way that would serve. And sometimes that energy will be processed and then released from the body, from your energy field, even. Sometimes it stays and is renewed and reused. And this is about allowing, not forcing, inviting, not trying, opening up, not gripping and trying. Beautiful. Take a deep breath. Let the breath fall out. Now I've already grounded this morphic field and this beautiful field of potential for all of us. So you get to choose to step into it, saying yes with your heart, leading with your heart, saying yes, thank you, stepping into this beautiful circle. Being willing to heal, being willing to see, being willing to feel, being willing to know what you need to know. And what we need to know isn't always what we want to know. So being open to receive what you need in whatever way, whatever capacity. You can receive it. Yes, thank you. The message I've been receiving, this is partially for me, but then also I feel to extend it all to you. But the message I was receiving for myself was be uncensored. Now, about a year or two ago, I kept getting the message. It's time to show your true colors. And I talked about that in previous Living Oneness gatherings that I've done. Show your true colors. But this one felt different. Words be uncensored. There's so much censoring and filtering and things that are holding us back, programming that keeps us afraid of being our full embodied expression of divinity. What would it look like or feel like to be uncensored for you? On one end, for me, being uncensored brought up a little bit of fear of being vulnerable, vulnerable in my humanness, vulnerable in the body, vulnerable in the way of maybe others not appreciating my message or agreeing with me and the potential for that disagreement or judgment. But it felt very small for me compared to what it used to. I used to have a lot of fear of judgment. But now I have more trust than fear. I have more trust and faith that those that are meant to hear the message will come and hear the message, and those that aren't, it won't fall upon their ears. It will just bypass them, or they just won't be guided to show up or hear it. And I also have deep trust and blind faith that whatever message comes through for those that are meant to hear it will then somehow be exchanged or passed on indirectly to others and directly to others through those that are inspired, guided to hear it, to receive it. So the fact that you're here indicates that you're meant to receive this message, this transmission. The opening up and saying, yes, thank you. I'm open, I'm willing, I'm here. And as much as you may feel a part of you that's so ready and so willing, there may also be a part of you that is resistant. Accept and embrace that part of you. Don't push it away. Don't want it to go away. Don't wish it away. Don't do anything with it. Just be with it. Just witness it. Just honor it. Accept it. Welcome it in. Fold it into your heart. It's okay to be resistant. It's okay to be afraid. It's okay. We don't need to judge those things. Those are human conditioning, human experiences, human emotions. All of it's okay. It doesn't mean we have to let it hook us and keep it stuck to us like Velcro. But at the same time, we don't want to resist the resistance. We don't want to resist fear. We don't want to resist the judgment. We just want to observe it, see it for what it is. Acknowledge it, accept it, hold it in, and be open and willing to transmute it. Be open and willing to change your mind, to process the fear to a point that maybe fear then turns into excitement or anticipation. And maybe fear of the unknown becomes wonderment and amusement, curiosity. Beautiful. Take some deep breaths. I'm working on an energetic level for everybody individually, as well as collectively. Those that have said yes, that have signed up, that maybe aren't here live, but will be listening at some point. It's including everyone. And then it's also extended beyond. So there's this beautiful circle of those that feel the yes to come in and contribute somehow to participate and be part of the shift, be part of this change and this evolution. And then there's those it's rippling out to that will receive it in an indirect way, Maybe perhaps in their energy field, and maybe perhaps it's just a wave of energy that hits them that they don't even know where it came from. Beautiful. There we go. More of you letting go of some resistance. So as I step into this idea of being uncensored, I felt the pockets of resistance that were holding me back just a tiny bit at this point, dissolving and falling away. So my sense is, because of that, I will show up differently. Now, I may not show up differently in the way of form, what I say or what I do, but I certainly feel different on the inside. And it doesn't matter how small the resistance is or how big the resistance is. All of it is worthy of your attention and awareness so that you can process it and clear it. The more you clear your channel, the clearer the channel you'll be. The more you clean up your leftovers, the cleaner your message, your voice, your essence, your frequency will be. That is the message you put out into the world. So we be the message, we be the frequency, we be the energy of that which we would like to embody, whether that be peace or love or compassion or all of those things. But we're not just love on the human love level. We are divine love. And divine love requires that we heal all our blocks to love. Divine love, to embody that, it requires that we heal all of the layers of fear and resistance that hold us back. To be in a full embodiment of divine love, that means we are willing to leave no stone unturned, no cell, no space within us. All of us, all of our beingness comes into alignment. Our physical, our emotional, our energetic, our mental, our spiritual, all of it comes into alignment. Beautiful. Breathe out. New energy coming in. Let that energy come in. Let it wash through and around you. It's unique to you, yet it's universal. But it's going to have its own little unique spin for you. What you need right here, right now. If you're willing to say yes, thank you. Let it be received. Let it be integrated. Beautiful. And it's going to come in. Some of it's coming through the crown. Some of it's coming through your tailbone. Some of it's just finding whatever path it can to come in. It's almost being poured into you. And from the inside, it expands and fills all the spaces within and around your cells, within and around your bones, within and around your mind, within and around the body. Take some more deep breaths. Yes, thank you. When you say yes, thank you, you're tuning into your heart, but you're also bringing in gratitude. And there's a permission that comes with that. Permission to receive, but also permission to really expand, become more of you with a capital Y. To embody more your self with a capital S, your divine self. Many have gotten so caught up in the human life classroom that they've gone on long enough thinking they were a human self. Their human self, they're very connected to That's being invited to be let go of. And it doesn't mean that we let go of being human. We're still human, but we're animated by our divinity, animated by love, animated by our true source, without filter, without censor, without limits. And our true colors can shine bright through our field and out into the world. And we don't need to be afraid to shine now. We don't need to be afraid to be uncensored. Now, being uncensored doesn't mean you go and say whatever you want to say to whoever you want to say it. Being uncensored mean that means that we will say what we're guided to say when we're guided to say it, in the way that we're guided to say it. And be unapologetically a full expression of our divinity. Now, when we are uncensored at that level, we are fully embodied. And not everyone will appreciate our light. Not everyone will appreciate the frequency that we are holding. Some will actually be irritated by it. It will feel like nails on the chalkboard for some people. And that means that some people may turn and go another direction. They may not be able to be in the room with you or relate to you the same way they used to. That's okay. It's okay. They'll either eventually find their way to their own unique energy frequency signature, and then your frequencies will meet and unite and dance. There'll be a connection again, or they won't. And it's okay. You don't need to worry about that piece. That often holds us back. We are held back because we're afraid that we won't be relatable to everybody or that people won't understand. But those that are meant to understand who you are and why you're here, they will feel it. They will come to you. They will feel drawn to you. They'll connect to you. And those that don't, give them permission in your mind, in your heart, give them permission to find the frequency that does resonate with them. There's many different radio stations. There's many different frequencies. And when we listen to a teacher or a guide, we may really truly resonate with that individual. What we're really resonating with is the frequency they hold. And at some point, that frequency may no longer quite land. There may be aspects of it that land, but others that don't. So take what lands, let the rest go. And eventually, there may be a time where that frequency doesn't resonate at all anymore. Doesn't make it wrong. It just means it's not for you anymore. And that's where the invitation is to, for you to turn toward a different radio station, a different message, a different frequency, one that resonates. That's going to allow you to continue to evolve. Now, some teachers, some healers, some teachers, some guides will continue to evolve and their frequency will continue to change. Mine does. It's on a daily basis. It's shifting because I'm doing, that's the work I'm meant to do. That's part of my mission here. Where others, they will land in their zone of genius and embody that frequency so fully, and they'll hold steady there for a long time. And that's what they're meant to do. And there's beauty in that, and there's purpose in that. So if you are listening to something and then it no longer resonates, that's okay. Just let it go. You may fall back, you may come back to it, or you may not. It's okay. It's okay to let it go. Just the same way, it's okay if people don't quite resonate with you. It's okay if relationships start to shift. Trust that. a lot of times with relationships, especially right now, they're all meant to evolve or dissolve. And some need to dissolve first before they evolve, and then those relationships can come back. Others are just meant to be let go of. So the invitation is to really walk with deep trust and blind faith and courage. Knowing that some of those relationships will fall away, and that's okay. We're freeing everyone to find their unique path. We're freeing everyone to find that frequency, that radio channel that actually lands for them right now, that really has the message that they need at this time. And when they get that message and they get what they need, and they may be on another channel, they may go to another frequency, they may need another teacher. And I know for me, sometimes when I'm working with a client and we feel a completion, we feel like, okay, I've brought you as far as I can. It's time for you to, hop out of the nest. There's often another student that comes in. So by letting go, we create space for someone else or something new. But letting go, a lot of times, at the level of the heart, gives us a little sense of loss or grief, or sometimes a bigger sense of loss or grief. Honor that. It's part of your human experience. You don't need to get caught up in it, but honor it, be with it, process it, feel it. Let the emotional energy move through you to be expressed. Emotions are energy in motion if we let them. But if we hold them, they'll get stuck. And we often hold the harder emotions. We hold the grief, we hold the loss, we hold the anger. Just let it wash through. That's how it's designed. The energy of anger can wash through us in 17 seconds or less if we let it. Now, if the mind comes in and hooks, we got some Velcro, then it might take a little longer to process, but just the energy on the energy level, it can actually move through quite beautifully and easily. Take some deep breaths. So there's an invitation right here, right now, to allow some of that energy that's coming up to be witnessed and processed. I feel like there's some tears trying to come. So just for some of you, letting the tears, even if they don't make sense, even if you don't understand what they're about, that's okay. Energy doesn't have to be connected to a story. And in fact, sometimes when it's connected to a story, it keeps it in place a little bit longer. So it's just energy and it's just tears. Let the tears be the expression of that energy. If you're feeling a wave of anger, frustration, or irritation, and you're even maybe irritated projecting toward me, that's okay. I will bless you no matter what happens here. And the invitation is to bring that in, to fold it into your heart, to really honor it. Don't be afraid of it. There we go. And then allow it to be processed. Allow it to be cleared. Invite space. Take some more deep breaths. Beautiful. Sometimes the mind will come in or the ego will come in and question, it can't be that easy. Healing can't be that easy. I'm like, well, yes, it can. When it's meant to, it can. When we're meant to process things a little bit deeper, it's rooted in a couple different aspects of ourself and may take a little longer, but doesn't need to take as long as it used to. Be open to the ease and grace. Beautiful. Anytime you feel stuck, use your breath. Use your breath to remind you. Anytime your mind wanders with distraction, bring it back to your breath. Your breath is an anchor. We bring you back here and now. What would it feel like to live uncensored, unafraid, fearless? And we can have moments of fearlessness and then moments where fear may come back in. And if it does, that's okay. We don't need to judge it. We can invite courage to rise up within us, it's always there. We can gather our courage and let it meet the fear. To be uncensored, we don't need to be fearless. To be uncensored means that we give ourselves permission to be a full expression of self, a full expression of the self with a capital S, our divine self. That's a unification between our humanness and our divinity. That's both coming together. Because the truth is, no matter what you do or what you don't do, you can't please everyone. There will always be someone that may judge you. But you can do something and someone will judge you for doing something. You can do nothing and someone will judge you for doing nothing. So the belief I choose to hold is I'd rather do something and be judged for it than doing nothing. Watch for the ego here because I can feel some of your ego's ready to pounce. So what will happen is the ego will pounce and go, okay, we need to do all this and we have to do that and we have to do everything. It's like, no, we need to do what's guided in the moment that it's guided. Nothing more, nothing less. Just do what's guided. Because what's guided comes from the knowing in our heart. What's guided comes from our divine spirit, our divine self. What's guided is being orchestrated based on what the needs of the whole are, what is going to serve us individually and all of us collectively. When we follow guidance, it's serving us and all of creation. So when in doubt, follow your guidance. When in fear, follow your guidance. When you're not sure, follow your guidance. When you're questioning, tune into your guidance. Trust your intuition. Let it lead you. Make sure that that channel, intuitive channel, is clear. It doesn't have sensors. It doesn't have filters. It doesn't have ego. It doesn't have any of that. Just that's your work, is to clear your channel the best you can. And come from that place. Be your intuition. Be your heart. Be love. Be peace. Be clear. Be uncensored. Be grounded. Be who you came here to be so that you can fulfill the role that you're meant to play. And you can contribute to the healing of the whole. You can contribute to the remembrance of our consciousness being one. You can remember that we're here to have an experience of interconnectedness, a unity consciousness, living oneness, whatever you want to call it. We're here to have an experience. We will still be in our humanness. what we will remember our divine essence is within us and within each of us and all of creation. Take a deep breath and let that truth expand in your heart and in your mind. Even if you don't fully understand it, just invite it to expand. You can even ask yourself if the mind is hooking on something, just ask yourself, what if I am one with all that is? What if I had full remembrance that I am one with Source, always have been, always will be? What if I could feel the essence of my Source within me? And be animated by that source, to be animated by that essence here in my individual expression of my humanness. For some of you, we're just going to lift the crown. So the crown chakra is usually at the top of the head, or it has been up until recently. So I'm lifting it up for everybody and inviting everybody to keep it lifted about a foot off the top of your head. There we go. That gives space for the first seven layers of your energy field to integrate everything that's going on the physical level and at the level of the mind. Here we go. Through the back as well. Many of us forget about the back of the body, the back of the energy field. Breathe deeply. When we remember we're connecting to that level of consciousness that is awake and constant, unbounded, eternal. It's not a consciousness in the mind that wakes up. It's our awareness that wakes up to recognize that we are not the mind. We are not those thoughts. We are not those beliefs. We are not those emotions. We are the witness of those emotions. We are the consciousness that is aware of this human experience. So our perspective goes way out further. In our humanness, our perspective is so small, so laser focused on being human. Now, the invitation is to broaden that perspective, to open that up, to zoom out and recognize that there is a part of you that's always been aware, always been awake. There's a part of you that doesn't need healing because it's whole and complete, just as it is. There's a part of you that's always connected because it is Source itself. Take some more deep breaths. whatever experience you are having. Let that experience marinate and integrate, and let it be remembered at the levels that it needs to be remembered, so that your consciousness can expand and maybe stay a little bit further out than it was before. Now, from this beautiful circle, this morphic field, we are going to hold the space with divine compassion. And divine compassion is not conditional to suffering. Human compassion comes with suffering. Suffering and compassion go together in that realm. But in divine compassion, there is no need for suffering. We can have compassion for any and all, with or without suffering being present. So there's compassion and love for all, including self. There we go. Expanding that field and sending that frequency out into the world, all around the globe, to Mother Earth and beyond. Pure, uncensored love. Be open to receive it for yourself, your experience of self here as well, for all of creation to experience it and receive it at the capacity and at the level they're able or capable of. And the beautiful thing is, when we send out this energy, because it's on a frequency level, it can be received in their spiritual bank. It can be received in their energy field, even if they're resistant on a human level or in their mind to receive it. It can be received by their spirit. There we go. So we feel it being received by all without exception. Whether it comes into their human experience or not, that's okay. They get to choose on a conscious or subconscious level, but the message is received. And it has an impact. It's like knocking on their heart, like compassion knocking on the heart, love knocking on the heart. They may or may not let that energy in. It's okay. We're just the messengers. We put the message out. Whether they open the box, whether they allow the compassion to come in, that's up to them. But just know that it's been delivered. Trust. And no, it's been delivered. We can open it for ourselves. We can say, yes, thank you. Beautiful. Take another deep breath or two. And I'm going to invite you to place one hand on your heart. Doesn't matter which one, whatever feels good. And then open your palm, the other palm, to receive. Again, doesn't matter which one. Don't get caught up in which side's receiving and what side's not. Doesn't matter. You're receiving in both hands. Here comes the blessing. It's opening to receive the blessing. May we all open our hearts wide to receive what we need when we need it. May we open up to receive love, compassion, and empathy from each other and from our divine self. May we feel the connectedness and remember the essence of who we are. And when we forget, may we be reminded. May we receive a gentle reminder, a sign, a signal, reminding us that we are all connected, that we come from love, and that we are love. Always have been, always will be. May we choose to be the messengers of love and be a beacon of light. And may we meet those parts of us that are resistant, that are afraid, that are unsure, that are confused, that feel unworthy. May we meet those parts with such patience and tenderness and nurturing, nourishing energy. May we accept and embrace those parts and nurture them. Surround them with so much love that ultimately they soften, surrender, and sink in to receive, to become, to be. May this blessing continue to work with you through the week, carry you through each moment as you remember the truth of who you are. And so it is. And just a thymus thump, palm on your thymus, just thump, thump on the sternum. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. A deep breath and release your hands. Bringing in that message, bringing in the frequency and energy of this beautiful container, and becoming a version of that. That is you moving through the world. Impacting everything and everyone, directly or indirectly. And recognizing that your presence has the potential to heal. Your presence has the potential to help someone else remember or help someone else feel. And that is a gift. You are a gift. You're a gift in this world. Thank you, thank you. Thank you for being here. And thank you for playing your part. As you take a deep breath again, see if you can hold this embodiment, hold this frequency, hold this feeling, this essence, as you slowly bring your awareness back to your physical surroundings. Bring all of that or some of that back with you, as much as you're capable of in this moment. And if you lose some of it, that's okay. If you feel like some of it falls away, that's okay. Trust, just trust. This is a practice of remembering. And as you take your time coming back, you can open your eyes. You might even feel like the world looks a little different. Sometimes when I take these journeys or take people on the journey, they open their eyes and everything looks way more green, or there's light, kind of light around each thing that they're seeing. So they're seeing some of the energy around things. So sometimes the world looks a little different, and then it slowly kind of goes back to like your human sight again, but you'll develop your divine sight. And the more you do this practice, and you can come back to this particular replay over and over again and get something different each time. But what you're really doing is practicing, exercising that muscle of remembrance. And then eventually it'll just click and you'll just be there all the time. And that's what I call like a living, breathing meditation. My life is like living oneness is that's my experience, and interconnectedness is my experience. Meditation is every moment of every day. Although I do sit in meditation or do formal kind of meditation sessions, every moment of every day is a meditation for me. That's the intention I hold. So that's how I meet life and I meet the world, whether it's at the grocery store or driving my car or whatever. Living, breathing meditation, that's my work. All right. So I invite if there's anything anybody wants to share in the chat. I know some of you go deep, and the last thing you want to do is chat or type. That's okay. But if you do feel inspired to share in the chat, you can type in how you feel. Maybe even it's just one word, how I feel right now. You might just share. You may share a little bit more. And if you would like, you can also reply to the emails that I send out for the reminders for this. If you want to share more privately with me, I will send that message out anyways. It's always sent out to everyone in one way or another. So I'm going to just share for a moment what's coming up. Oh, Vasya, for some reason I started sneezing. Does it mean anything? Oh, it's a release. Sneezing, coughing, burping, farting, all those are just a release of energy. I have clients when I'm working with them, they're like, "I'm so sorry." I'm like, "No, it's good. Let it go. It's out, better out than in, right?" So it's often a way that the energy is trying to find a path out. Sometimes it'll be sneezing and coughing. So that's good. Good news. Grateful, gratitude and love. Thank you, Charmaine. Grateful, Marilyn. Thank you. Nina, thank you. Jennifer, thanks for being here. Feeling at peace. Claire is feeling at peace. That's good. Beautiful. Feel complete. Beautiful. All right. So, to give everybody just a little heads up. So, next Thursday is the 4th. July 4th will be the live experience. And I do the live experience once a month. So, I won't be doing a Living Oneness gathering that week. But the live experience is where we do a journey, whatever's in the field, whatever needs to happen. And then I do some intuitive readings toward the end. So they're free intuitive readings that I will offer. So that's July 4th. Then the next Living Oneness gathering, well, there we go, will be on July 10th, which is a Wednesday. And then the one after that will be July 23rd, which is a Tuesday. So I have some travel in July, so I'm just booking around that travel. So I will have those dates in the email for the replay, but I also have those dates that I'm going to post on the Living Oneness Gathering page as well. So mark your calendar for next Thursday at 10 for the live experience, similar to this but a little different, and then the other two gatherings as well. And we'll just continue through the summer and see what dates they land on, and we'll go from there. It'll be a little spontaneous and flexible. And I trust that whatever day they land on Earth is exactly what we all need. So I thank you all. I really appreciate you being here and participating and being part of this. This isn't for me. You're not coming and showing up for me. You're showing up for you and for humanity, for all of us, all of us. So I'm grateful that you're showing up for all of humanity, because I cannot do this work alone. And I love that we're all gathering and doing this work together, supporting humanity, uplifting humanity, and uniting us in love for each other and our planet, in our remembrance that we are all one. So thank you all. I love you. I appreciate you. I honor you. I see you, and I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, love and blessings. Bye, everyone.